We are the 1, 2, 3
Star Losers!
And I guess I'll start because we don't have the sports genius here today. So I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports. We're going to start with a dude that knows the least about sports. Look, I'm a sports fan. I love watching sports. I love sports. I just don't know the who's or the what's what's.
What's up, you guys? That is absolutely hilarious that we don't have the genius here. It kind of sucked because he is a sports genius. Anyways, I'm from the north. I love to ice fish. I will wrestle. I will play football. I will play basketball. I'm an alpha male. If you go to a bar on Broadway, some guy's shotgunning a beer. Probably me.
And Broadway's the main drag in Nashville.
That's right. I shouldn't like say something that only we know.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's people listen in Germany right now.
All right.
Okay.
But yeah, so we wanted to continue to do the show even though lunch is out.
Hey, so since he's out, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I think the format stays the same. Don't we still do Would You Rather?
I have one. Okay. I have one. All right. So now we'll do the game of sweeping the nation. It's called Would You Rather? Would you rather live the rest of your life in freezing cold weather or in hot, hot, hot scorching heat?
Okay, so we're probably talking, I'm guessing, in the Nevada area, Vegas, something hundreds.
Hundreds.
Man.
Or sub-zero.
Man.
Honestly, okay, maybe not sub-zero, but cold.
Okay, well, I'm from the north. Like I said in my intro, I know how to deal with that kind of stuff. The bundling up, wearing layers. You got to have a coat. You got to have long johns, long underwear, stocking cap. I know how to do that. So I'm going to have to go with the cold because I know how to deal with it. My dad's taught me how to build a fire. I know how to do a bunch of random stuff to stay warm. You know, sometimes you got to get naked. You get in a sleeping bag.
To get warm?
To create more heat.
Really? So you don't stay in all your bundled up clothes?
If it's you and your dad and you're trying to stay warm.
You both get butt naked and
in a bag
cuddled
together. Yes, that's better than solo.
Have you done that with your dad?
No, but we have with clothes on. We all cuddled up. It was so cold. We were camping and it ended up dropping into the teens.
Dang.
Yeah, we were younger, but yeah, we were all bundled up with my dad. I don't believe we were naked.
And you ice fish, right? So, I mean, you're a survivalist.
Okay, well, the ice fishing part is in my intro because it's funny. But I don't really know that much about ice fishing. But I will go, and my girlfriend, dude, she's all in. So she goes, hey, if you find us a lake, talk to your brother when we go up to Michigan in
she
the near
wants
future.
To ice fish?
She goes, because I saw it on Grumpier Old Men, I want to ice fish. Take me and do that. And I go, sweetie, you realize like the ice can always break. There's dangers with
not
ice fishing.
Not like in the middle of the winter. It's I mean, you're talking like 2 feet thick of ice.
Oh, it's thick, and you have people to judge it and they gauge it. If there's trucks on it, you're good.
Yeah.
But if you're that first person to break ground, be careful. But give me the cold over the hot. Vegas in the summer, made the mistake, did that. God, it is miserable. I can't do that.
Look, you talk about getting naked. Like, basically, I grew up in the, like, South Texas in the heat. Even Christmas time was hot.
It's 100. Well, not Christmas, but it's 100 there.
Yes.
Okay.
And Christmas time, it's in the 80s. Like, it was hot all year round. That's what I'm used to. Dude, I love it. Look, listen, the cold is, it hurts. It's not fun. It really literally hurts your hands and your joints. Like, it doesn't feel good. The heat, dude, if you get hot, just take your clothes off.
All right.
Well, just walk around without a shirt, you know what I'm saying?
Well, now you're acting all chill about it. Man, and when you're surfing, when you're out
saying,
at the beach.
Jump in the beach.
Okay, but you gave me two extremes. Extreme-wise, I'm going cold over extreme hot.
Now, dude, something I've thought about, though, like end of the world time. Like, really, like this is the end of the world. You don't have a house anymore. You got to go somewhere.
Are we talking in the near vicinity or we're talking 2100?
Whenever, dude. Okay. Whenever this thing happens. Where do you go? Where is the place you would go to survive? Would you go in the forest? Would you go in the mountains? Would you go by the beach?
I don't think you want to go by the beach. That's where the hurricanes are. That's where you can get a lot more natural disasters. In the woods, honestly, the only thing you're going to need to be afraid of is the wildfires. Those seem to be a crazy new phenomenon that's just happened as of recently. Dude, what? The wildfires? But I'll take on those over the hurricanes and stuff. Destruction of a Cat 5, dude. Give me the woods and the mountains. You can live off of that.
Yeah.
Beach life, ooh.
But see, I think beach life would be awesome. Like, all right, I'm hungry. Let me get a crab. You go to the beach, you get a crab.
There's more food.
Endless food, you know what I mean? Now, I thought really hard about this, though. If you go to the mountains, like, there's more shelter. Like, if you go to the side of the mountain where the wind's not blowing, it's a little warmer on that side, like in the winter when it gets really cold. They see a deer, you shoot it, you eat a deer, you go to the stream, you get some fish, salmon, trout, whatever's in the stream. You get the best of both worlds. At the beach, where are you going to get meat? Just fish.
That's good meat, though.
It is good meat. But, dude, you ever tried catching a fish with your hands? Like, how are you going to find a fishing rod?
Yeah, exactly. But what you're saying is, and when, that's why our original settlers came to America. There's food near the water. There's food in the mountains. America's an amazing place.
It is.
There's all this available food.
Anything you need.
Yeah, so you could survive on the beach. You could survive in the woods. There's people that live in the Tennessee woods right now. They don't go to Walmart. They don't even have electricity, dude. They're like moonshiners, but they're surviving in the woods.
Yeah, it's crazy that people still do that.
Oh, yeah. They did a show on it. I think they cut it from TV. I'm guessing probably just because it was about moonshine. It was kind of glorifying drinking and
bootlegging. Yeah, you can't do that.
But these dudes made the moonshine in the woods, drank it, a lot of it, sold some, and made money.
I had a neighbor that made moonshine. It wasn't very good, but he made it. He had a distillery in his garage. I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
Have you ever gone to the mall, Opryland?
No.
You know,
like, I've been there, but what?
They have a moonshine place, distillery.
Oh, well, now it's legal. Now you can have a liquor called moonshine. Like, I think Dierks Bentley endorses one of them.
But I'm not saying it's as intense as the bootleggers, but dude, you can straight up drink bootleg moonshine in Tennessee at the mall.
Do you like that crap? I think it tastes like dogs.
It's not that great. My chick swung me by there, and I took one, and they're like, okay, here we go. Here comes another one. I'm like, whoa, 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 that's moonshine. I'm not drinking another moonshine and then shopping around the mall.
Yeah, mess you up.
Who knows if I'll even be able to stand up? But it was like some redneck guy that lived in the hills. He's like, you can't drink another moonshine, boy? And then everybody's looking at me weird.
What are you, a girl?
And my girl's like, yeah, come on, babe, drink another one. And I'm like, oh, guys, I'm not drinking another moonshine. I need to go shop and get my Christmas shopping done.
It smells like rubbing alcohol. And they try to glorify it by calling it, hey, this is a peach cobbler. Like, okay, so you put a little peach smell in it. Or there's a slice of a peach in it. It doesn't taste like peach cobbler.
And they have it in a mason jar. Yeah. Like, they literally just got it from the woods. Guys, come on, put it in a nice-looking bottle, and maybe I'm more prone to buy it. I'm not buying a mason jar of some yak that you just got from the mountains.
They want you to think that they made it in the mountains. Like, the dude's got a long beard and everything.
But it's right next to Forever 21 and Express Men. There's guys selling moonshine.
My Banana Republic, and there's a dude with a beard going, you want to try moonshine?
And my chick's egging him on. She's like, come on, babe, drink another moonshine.
She fell for it.
Dude. Right. They're going to sell everything at the mall this time of the year.
So you want to move on to sports?
Yeah,
should we talk
it.
About sports?
It's tough without our genius. Because when he comes in with his intro and he says, I am a sports genius. I'll give you the facts, facts. I'll tell you the facts, facts. I am a sports genius. He really does know a lot.
Because that's what he does. He reads on sports every day. If you walk by him when his computer open, he's got sports up. Like, he's reading headlines. He's websites I've never even heard of with, like, sports journalism going on. And if you go to his house, he's always got sports on. That he lives and breathes sports.
The one thing I do love about going to his house is his wife is cool with the UFC. She's cool with sports always playing. Dude, at my house, it's kind of a struggle to get sports on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been some times, I don't know necessarily if you were over there, but I've had some house get-togethers. And, dude, it's a fight to get the sports on.
Do you know what my kid said the other day, like 2 days ago? My 10-year-old told my wife, I'm so glad today there's no sports on. Maybe today I'll hang out with daddy. I mean, dude.
Coach, that's
and my
bad.
Wife goes, this is what he told me. And it's like, wow, like, all right, my bad. But it's not that I sit. I'm not like Lunchbox.
That means you watch too much sports. You know what my chick hit me with a couple years ago that made me sad about sports? That made you sad about sports? She goes, you're making me not like football when you bet it.
Oh,
Coach,
damn.
Coach, I'm the reason she started to hate not like football.
Because you're betting
That's when you got to tone it back. Yeah. What were you saying about lunch?
Well, no, I mean, with Lunchbox, like, he sits in front of the TV and watches sports all day. I don't sit in front of the TV. Like, I have it on all the time, and I'll be in the kitchen. I'll head over like, oh, cool, all right, Duke's up. And I'll go back to the kitchen.
That might be how I watch it as well.
I like the ambiance of the of sports on the TV. I like the sound of the announcers, the crowd. I like all of that. I don't necessarily have to sit there and watch a whole game.
But if it is a good game, marquee, in the football, there were some solid college games this year that I sat down and watched the whole game.
Sure.
There's a handful of them. But, dude, a random bowl game or a random NFL afternoon game, I did watch the whole Cowboys-Eagles game, but that's a rare occurrence. I'm not sitting down.
But your schedule's off, too.
Like, yeah, my schedule's a little weird. If I had a different type job, 9 to 5, sure, I'm probably watching more full-length games. But I enjoy checking the app. I look on ESPN SportsCenter on Instagram. I'll do that. I'll watch the highlights. I'll have the TV playing. So I'm involved in it, but I'm not watching. That's a 3-hour chunk of my day.
It is.
I'm not just camped out there. I can't.
People do that. That's what I'm saying. Lunchbox does that.
That is amazing.
Yes.
And I kind of am jealous of that, but at the same time, I'm like, dang, you can sit down for 3 hours and watch a game?
Like, example, last night, Minnesota's playing the Seahawks.
That was a dog crap, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, I think weather is a factor. Like, they just, when it's cold outside, both teams just can't do anything.
But
like,
it didn't snow.
No. But the weather, if it's cold.
Cold
as balls. I don't know how cold it looked like.
Oh, it looked like it was in the 30s.
Right. And it just, it doesn't matter. Again, like I was saying, it doesn't matter who's from where, what. Minnesota, I mean, it's always cold in Minnesota. I know they play in a dome. But both offenses just, they can't move right. Like, it's just cold, and so they're not, it was low scoring again, and the Seahawks were in control the whole game. Minnesota looks like crap, even though they're still in the playoff hunt, which is weird.
Because the division, well, I guess, it's just a weird thing. There's teams in the hunt now that don't have a .500 record.
Right.
Yeah, which is...
Which makes it fun.
Which is fun.
Gives everyone kind of a chance again. But,
yes.
But again, during the game, I watched the first half yesterday, and then I was like, all right, I'm going to walk the dog. And that's it. Like,
that wasn't a game you had to watch the whole game. I was at the bar. I host an event, Jason Aldean's bar, where I go there. And
was he there, Aldean?
No, but I've been told he comes about once every couple weeks.
Dude, you need to tweet him. Say, dude, I'm here watching Thursday Night Football or Monday Night Football. Come see me.
Can you imagine if you're a tourist, you go to Jason Aldean's kitchen and rooftop bar, and Aldean's back there making the wings?
Hey, man, you a fan of Russell Wilson? Like, how cool would that be?
You want the channel on the hockey game, or you want Monday Night Football?
Al, dude, sit down, dude. Let's get some moonshine.
Hey, Jason, you mind changing the channel? For some reason, they got it on a hockey replay. Can you put on the Monday Night Football game?
He shows up. You guys are watching the game. He changes it to Hunting Show. Oh, look at this Hunting Show right there.
Jason, it's Monday night. It's a Monday Night Football watch party.
Yeah, but Cabela sponsors this one. It's a good show right here. Watch this. It's a 14-point buck coming in here. Boom. He's going to shoot it. Watch this. And the whole bar is just like, what is happening right now?
This really is Jason Aldean's bar.
He's watching a hunting show.
And what's up with this crappy drink? Can I get something besides a beer? I don't serve no mixed drinks at my bar.
Get out of here.
Jason, my girl likes mix. She likes a little soda, maybe a little bit of Red Bull and some vodka. You only have beer here? Yeah, it's Jason Aldean's bar.
That's right. I drink beer.
And what's up with the menu? I would like some, maybe something like chicken and dumplings or, I don't know, something fun.
What's on the menu?
It's actually a really money menu.
What is it?
I say pizza, but it's a unique tasting pizza with like, it was almost spicy pepperonis. And the wings, dude, I think Jason creates some special herbs and spices at his house.
Okay, first off, Jason doesn't do crap. Like,
Say he's kind of hands-on.
Get out of here. Like, hey. Jason comes in, he's guys, all right, let me see that recipe.
Hey, there was a t-shirt up front. Why are we not folding those, you guys? I want to see people when they walk in, they want to fold a t-shirt.
He gets in here. Hey, they're playing a Luke Bryan song. He's like, hey, come on, I want all Aldean songs.
He's hands-on.
Hey, these napkins need to be folded nicer.
He's bussing tables. Jason, are they shorthanded?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I got to jump down here on the floor.
You know how, like, when you go to a restaurant and the owner shows up and he starts shaking everyone's hand? Dude, if Aldean did that once a month, people would love it.
Maybe he's just in the back, but I actually talked to a chick last night, and she goes, yeah, he comes in pretty regularly.
When I was in Chicago, me and my wife went to Chicago to go see Pearl Jam was playing, so we flew up to go see that show, and then we caught a Cubs game at the same time. But we'd never really...
That's a money trip.
Money.
Anytime you can involve a music concert and a sporting event?
Yeah. Dude, and while we were there, it was like we were staying kind of by a Ditka's restaurant.
I've actually walked by there before.
Yeah, okay. All right. So we walk in there. We're like, screw it. It's Ditka's. It's got to be good. So let's go.
Ditka.
410 to zero.
How many times do you think the bartenders hear that? Ditka.
Ditka.
Okay. I got to work at a
different
bar.
Bears versus God.
Who wins?
Ditka.
The Bears. Okay, I got to get a different jar, but
hey,
a different bar.
But as soon as I went in there, though, I was like, hey, does Ditka... And I mean, again, like, how many freaking tourists walk in there and go,
Coach, you hit
Ditka him? Here? You know? And so I asked the guy, I'm like, hey, does Ditka come around? He's like, dude, Ditka was just here, like, 10 minutes ago.
Really?
Yes!
You just missed him?
And I missed him!
I'm telling you, if a guy's got his name on a bar, restaurant... Maybe they don't have a huge stake in it, and they just, whatever, paid to put their name on it, or I don't know, or they paid them to put their name on it.
Right.
They're still going to the bar. Dude,
that's my thing.
People tell me Jason Aldean's not involved in that bar. He is. He's there all the time.
If he's not, he should be there all the time. Not even all the time. I get it. Like, he probably doesn't live near downtown. But really, dude, if he showed up once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, and just shook everyone's hands down, people would flip.
Hey, Brittany, I'm going to go swing by the bar. Got my name on
it. All right, just be back by dinner. You know what I mean? Like, he just walks in there. He's like, how you doing? How's that burger? Good. All right, real good. You want to take a picture? All right, done. Next table. People would love it.
Dude, I'm telling you, those wings they serve, though, Aldean for sure approved the spices. Those are his wings he eats at his house when he's watching football on a Sunday. Hey, Brittany, what's that recipe for those wings? I'm going to go take it down to the kitchen rooftop bar.
All right, so these top 10 power rankings for NFL came out. Did you see this?
No, tell me.
It's ESPN's top 10, which is fine, but dude, the Cowboys are in it.
They have to be.
I mean, it's just hard. You don't understand. As a fan, it's just something that we never expect. We never see the Cowboys on lists like this. Like, I know they've won how many? What, 7 in a row? Like, dude,
they have really?
Something like that, maybe 6 in a row. I don't know, something, but it's amazing to see the Cowboys on a list like this.
I think they need to be on there after watching them. They are electric with Amari Cooper.
Hey, so I said at the beginning of the season, and again, this is just me being a fan, but I predicted the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. Do you think that's even a chance?
I think that's very likely. Dude, every time Oatmeal Zeke got the ball, 5 yards, he breaks one off. 10 yards, he breaks one off. What really killed the Cowboys is when he got that 15-yard penalty because he went helmet down. Dude, yeah. they were amazing. Zeke was doing amazing things. People rag on Dak. Dak's a great quarterback, and I love Amari Cooper. He's the better version of Dez Bryant. You guys got
it's what the Cowboys needed.
Dude, he is so money, and he made the game-winning touchdown. He's even more confident now.
Yeah.
He's such a pimp. And afterwards, Aaron Andrews was interviewing him, and he was just so calm. Dude, he was just like, this is amazing. This is awesome. Because he went from a crapville world in L.A. to
Oakland.
Yeah. You know, that whole region.
Right.
It's all within 4 hours of each other, right?
I don't think so. I don't think L.A. and San Francisco are 4 hours apart. I think it's further apart.
We need to do a better job of knowing California.
I do know it. No,
I get mixed up with Oakland, the Bay, Golden State. What like city is Golden State in?
San Francisco. But
no, Golden State's in Oakland.
No, I'm pretty sure it's San Francisco. I think Oracle isn't. Oh, God, I got to Google this.
No, it's in Oakland.
Where does Golden State play?
That's definitely Googled before because I'm not the first person to ask that.
Here.
Get it?
They play in Oakland.
Exactly.
But guys, that's just across the bay
from
San
Francisco. We need to know
California
better. It's such a big state.
Dang it, I thought that was San Francisco. Because the emblem on their jersey is the Golden State Bridge, which I guess connects the two.
There you go.
I have no clue.
Do you have that list still up, the top 10?
Yeah, I do. So number 10.
Well, no, let's not do 10.
Well, who do you think is number 10?
I
just don't think that they belong there.
Broncos.
The Steelers.
Oh, that's low. They should be higher than that.
See, this is what I'm saying. No, they shouldn't, dude.
Really?
They suck. They suck so bad.
Just because they lost Lunch's Eliminator and he still hates them.
I hate
them. And he put
Steelers.
A sour taste in everybody's mouth.
All right, so the Cowboys are at 8.
Just going to give me the 1, 2, 3.
Well, no, Cowboys are at 8. And then we got 7. We got the Texans. 6, the Bears. And just to think, like, really, last year, I mean, the beginning of the year, there's no way anyone thought the Bears were going to be any good.
Because they have no
year.
Name guys, and they have Trubisky, and they didn't know really to believe in him or not. And he's actually decent. He's playing very good
and
football.
And a first-year coach, Nagy or whatever, you know, I mean, like, no
careful with the coach talk, because I don't know very many of their names.
I'm pretty sure it's Nagy.
We don't have, I'm a sports genius.
Actually, his name's Nagy.
It rhymes with eggnog.
That's how I remember. So the Bears are at 6, 5 the Patriots, I think too high for the Patriots.
Hey, the Patriots just lost that Miami Miracle.
They
may never recover from the Miami Miracle.
They may never recover from that.
We had in our lifetime the Music City Miracle in Tennessee when there was a lateral in a playoff game.
Right?
Probably, but it was a lateral playoff game, crazy Music City Miracle. And we also had the Miami Miracle.
Yeah.
Hit me.
Number 4, the Chargers.
Okay.
I mean, dude, the great offense, the Chargers have terrible defense, though.
All these top ones are going to be top offenses. It's
top
be
offenses.
Chiefs, Rams.
Yep. And number 1 are the Saints. Still the Saints. Mm. Although, like, last 2 weeks, we haven't really seen the Saints be like play very strong football. You see a lot of weaknesses in that team.
In the Saints?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's still Breeze. Nobody expected this out of them, and they're doing phenomenal. But, dude, we are going to have – I don't care about this, all this middle-of-the-season talk, towards the end of the season talk. All I care about is it's going to be an awesome playoffs. Dude, Cowboys maybe having a home game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, games at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, that place is going to be rocking. In L.A., the Rams are getting home games.
I just love seeing all these teams in the top 5, the Chiefs, the Saints, the Rams, all these, the Patriots, all these teams that everyone's expecting to be really good, they all have holes in their team. Like, all of them have weaknesses that I can see the Cowboys taking advantage of.
There you go.
Like, really, dude, it's an amazing year right now for us.
Because they haven't won the Super Bowl in our lifetime.
Who?
Cowboys. They have?
Yeah, coach
back
in the 90s.
Dang it!
In a lifetime, when were you born?
We need our sports genius.
When were you born?
It was in my lifetime.
Okay, all right. That's what I thought.
So they did.
The sports genius.
Because they kept beating up on the Bills year after year. They won it back-to-back years.
The Bills?
Yeah.
They beat the...
So, the, dude, those glory days could be brought back around, dude, with 1 year.
Yeah, dude.
Because they got everything where they could almost do it year after year after year. All you need is that first year, dude.
And then you have four in a row.
Kind of like Philadelphia Eagles. They were trying to mount, but then this season happened.
Yeah, the Steelers.
But you know what? The Eagles are like, okay, let's start the dynasty, baby. And then
Oh, right.
Oh, God.
But don't you think it's weird to win a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback? And yeah. Then you're just like.
But it almost was like better next year because we have Wentz back. We're going to be awesome. Oh.
You think that.
Oh, guys. Eagles, you don't look good.
It's terrible, man.
Go from Super Bowl world to just not even in the playoffs, going to be watching it on TV.
So we talked a little bit about college basketball yesterday. Even off air, we were just like, the poll came out.
Tennessee in the top three. I'm a huge Vols guy.
Tell me.
Dude, my chick is all in with Tennessee sports, so she's got me rooting for them too. In some polls, Tennessee's won.
Did she go to Tennessee?
I saw. She went to Middle Tennessee, okay. But growing up in Tennessee, dude, she went and saw Peyton. She was there, dude.
Because she's a big fan.
Oh, yeah, dude, growing up in the state of Tennessee, you go watch him even if you don't go to college there. It's a huge thing. It's a lifestyle thing in Tennessee. But, dude, freaking Tennessee Vols in the top three in the poll for college basketball. And the teams up there are just amazing. You got Gonzaga's amazing, Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, Michigan State. There are some great college basketball teams. Like
Kentucky's in 19, but
oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, they dropped because they lost to Seton Hall.
Right.
But dude, Tennessee up there, the Admiral, I can't believe he's playing this year. For some weird reason, I thought he was going to the NBA, but Tennessee is just geared up and ready to go. It is going to be an amazing March Madness. Will Duke kind of pull away maybe because they're so freaking stacked? Yes, but I love these teams. A Tennessee team out of nowhere in the top three. Gonzaga, so solid. They upset Duke. We're having a good little football thing going on in about a month when we get our Final Four.
Basketball
and stuff.
Is going to get crazy.
Dude, March is going to be bringing it.
Yeah.
I don't want to knock on last season. It was Villanova. They were the favorite, I would say, but there weren't. I guess there just weren't. I'd say there's a lot more pop to the NCAA this season. A lot more.
Well, and Lunchbox said something off air yesterday, too, that was weird. Like, Kansas, obviously really good. Obviously, they're number one in the polls. Like, people believe in the Jayhawks.
He said somebody's hurt, though.
But he
Azabuki.
Yeah, he said someone's hurt, and he's like, they're actually not that good. And I wish he was here, and we'll talk about it tomorrow more if he's back, about what he means by that. But he was like, they're just not good. I don't know. I'm not feeling very comfortable with the Jayhawks right now.
Hey, I hope he's not the type of dad that's never happy.
He's a
His
fan.
His team is number one in the country. He's a not
fan.
Happy.
Dude, I did it with the Cowboys. When you're a fan, you expect a certain amount of success with your team. And if you don't see what you expect, because he's a lifer. He's seen the Jayhawks, and he's seen the best that the Jayhawks have been. And he's not seen it out of this team, so he's being doubtful.
But they're number one, dude.
Yeah, I get it, but
But, oh, can you imagine this March Madness, Zion Williamson? You got to enjoy it because Zion's gone. RJ Barrett's gone. The reddish dude is gone. All these Duke guys, they're one and done.
Freshman one and done?
They all do that now. None of them stick around. So enjoy.
Dude, if those were my kids, I'd just be like, come on, man.
None of them stick around.
Finish it out.
No. There's no finishing it out. They won't.
Finish it out.
No.
Have fun.
Finish it
Enjoy
out.
College.
Coach, you can't use the simple saying that everybody says, finish it out,
to
apply to those guys' lives. Like, they want to go to the NBA, make the money.
I saw an interview on, ESPNU or something with a bunch of old college coaches. And it was funny to see the young coaches and the old coaches. The old coaches still had that old school mentality of just like, look, enjoy your college years, go have fun, join a sorority, a fraternity, and after that, you got the rest of your life to do. And the young coach is like, no, you're young. You got the energy now. You got the talent right now. If the talent gets younger and younger, you're an advantage right now. Go in the NBA right now. They were just two different coaches. They were like four total, but two young coaches, two older coaches.
It was a TV show?
Yeah, like interview, okay. I don't know. TV show.
Completely opposite.
Completely opposite, because these old school people are just like, the mentality is like, get your degree. Go.
But you realize that the thing about finishing it off isn't like a great mentality. So when you get a 12,
it's really not.
When you get a 24 pack with your buddies, come on, finish it off, man. That's not a good, you can leave some beers, throw them away. You don't need to drink all the beers.
Oh, you're making the analogy finishing the case of beer.
Yes, case of beer. And then
or
also,
go home.
And also apply it to when I was in high school. My dad would, so I had the option to go to Florida for 2 weeks and party, or I could work at the lumber mill for 2 more weeks. And my dad's thing was, finish it out the whole summer working at the lumber mill. And I'm like, that's dumb. I'm not finishing it out. So then I went and partied in Florida for 2 weeks. But the saying of finishing it out, I don't really buy into it.
And then people just forget that, like, you know, they can always come back to school. Like, you're never too old for school. I mean, when I was in college, there was this lady, I was radio, television, film. There was a lady that was probably 40 years old, and she came back, and she nailed college. Like, she did it better than all of us. She knew, she was smarter than all of us because she was older, and she probably paid for her own college. Like, really. I think it's a difference when you come back and use your own money. And you're like, I'm not going to screw around. Like, this is my own money that I'm putting into my education.
Technically, you should go to college when you're 30.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can pay your own way and your parents aren't, or scholarship isn't.
Dude, yeah. You should not go to college when you're 18.
Because then you can really learn something.
If you really want to live by the book, how you're supposed to live life, go to high school all the way till you're 18. You should probably then join the military for 5 years.
Dang.
Okay, then okay. For another 5 years, make tons of money.
Okay.
But then at 30, that's when you go to college.
And when do you get married?
Maybe
after all that.
After all that. But I'm just, you totally are right on with that. You shouldn't go to college when you're young and dumb and just spending your parents' money,
right,
or money that you saved and you're blowing.
But that's when everyone goes to college. They don't do crap all day and they're blowing their parents' money and they don't learn anything.
Dude, you're right. But when you're sitting in a college class and you look over and there's a person in their 30s or 40s, dude, they're learning every little word that professor's saying and they're taking the most out of the college experience while you're still like hungover, hating your life and not even really totally in on the college thing. The person that's sitting in your class, it's 30, 40, they got it all figured out. That's when you're supposed to go to college. Not just the American way when you're 18.
Yeah, so it's definitely not that, just finish it out.
Hey, just finish it out.
That's the old school
way. So you can say Zion Williamson, all these college guys, don't one and done, finish it out. I don't finish it out.
So apparently in this podcast, Steph Curry said that, we're going to switch topics here. He said that he didn't believe in the moon landing.
And he was talking to a radio show.
Podcast.
You say podcast. Why can't we land his ass?
It's probably a podcast out of Oakland. You know, I feel like we should really go for some of the Titans or some of the Preds. Can you imagine getting Pekka in here?
You know how
like Pekka Rinne? Like,
that'd be greatness.
No one could understand the dude.
But you know how cool that was?
I like to play hockey.
Because he's from...
I don't know where he's from.
France?
I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea, but
he talks with an accent.
Yeah.
Okay.
How'd you get Mike Fisher up here? Somebody. We need some athletes. I mean,
Fish is out of the game, though.
Who cares? That'd be even better. You can tell us real stuff.
He comes in here, the first question we ask him, what's it like being married to Carrie Underwood? He's like, okay.
He's like, come on. I thought it was a sports podcast.
Okay, guys, I'm out of here. I thought you were going to ask me about hockey.
But probably this podcast was out of Oakland, so okay. Steph probably did that. Who knows? I don't even know what podcast
we
is.
We are in the realm of dealing with some pretty baller interviews. So we got Shawn Johnson.
Yeah.
But then it was pretty cool when she was in here and she's like, oh, that's awesome. I'm your guy's first interview. And then I hit her with, we actually tried for Tim Tebow, but he turned us down for the first interview. That we're getting names of baller athletes on a podcast. That's cool.
I know, dude. I think we should have one at least once a month.
Yeah. Well, we should always shoot for, but I'm saying, yeah, like,
well,
Steph,
we don't really shoot for
we
him.
Should have got that quote with Steph.
Dude, I'm even thinking bring
Steph tells the sore losers, I don't believe in the moon landing. Boom.
Dude, I'm even thinking bring Aldean in. You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't we ask, like, Luke Bryan to come in here and talk sports?
Oh, hey, y'all.
Oh, well, here's the thing. Like, anything.
Luke, what did you think of Monday Night Football last night?
Well, it was good. It's a little boring, y'all. You know, I mean, you got Russell Wilson on the other side, the Vikings. I mean, guys, it was a boring game.
Dude, that's gold.
I mean, that would be...
That is what we would have with
a
guest.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and
or the Chief. We can bring Eric Church in here. He's always on game day.
He was on once. They got him to pick some games.
Okay, get the Chief in here. Ask the Chief a question.
Are you being Eric?
Whatever you want.
Hey, Chief, what, when you're watching football, what are you eating?
When I watch football, what am I eating? That's the dumbest question I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. Somebody hand me a paper with another question.
I don't eat.
You know what I'm saying?
Chief, are you, watching football and then when you're outside and you're playing catch, are you always in the sunglasses?
I never take my sunglasses off.
So, In your own home, for a football game, you're wearing sunglasses?
I wear my sunglasses to sleep. Okay. I wear them in the shower.
Okay.
I always wear my sunglasses.
See, that would
you know what I mean? And they'd be like, dude, it's the most boring interview, but people would love it.
Because it also gives us legitimacy.
Yeah.
Oh, these guys landed Sean Johnson. Wow, they landed
and
Tim
the Chief.
Tebow. But we're on the Bobby Bone Show, who can get any interview they want in the entire world.
Well, you got to think like us. We have a sports podcast. We're just sports fans. Like, we're not. Okay, Lunchbox is a sports genius. But I mean, if we got Tim McGraw, he's not a sports genius, but he loves sports.
But I don't know. It's just tough to land those stars. I mean, I've heard sometimes in the back room.
Yeah.
When they're trying to land him for the morning show, dude,
it's hard.
Emails, calls. Oh, personal assistant. Oh, he's flying in Asia that day. What in Asia? Asia. Like, you realize they fly all over the world.
Well, yeah.
They're not just chilling.
But they live here.
I know, but they're not chilling in Tennessee.
Hit him up on a Monday. They're here. They're chilling on the couch. Coach, but my point about Steph Curry was that he believes that the moon landing was fake, and NASA came out and said, it's real. We can take you to all the stuff and prove to you that it was real. We'll show you the artifacts.
So they got him.
I mean, that's what they say, but do you think it was real?
I'm led to believe it was. We were taught.
You're
it
not
was.
The kind of person, though, that like.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Well, yeah,
guy.
You just don't doubt stuff. You just eat whatever's.
Yeah,
fed
Columbus
you.
Came here. The world is round, and mm-hmm. we landed on the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is there?
Santa Claus? Easter Bunny? Ray? What else, Ray? No, I mean, yeah, like, it's funny that, like, people, dude, the amount of people that doubt the moon landing, it's pretty crazy. They think it's a Hollywood set that was just fake. Everything was on a green screen, and they just released it to the world to prove that we went to the moon, and when we really didn't. Why wouldn't we? The moon's closer than anything else.
Well, and now we've sent a thing to Mars.
Yeah, there's a Mars rover. Like, why wouldn't we have gone to the moon?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Steph Curry, I don't know.
Can we talk about my lock last night? I said the Nuggets, -2.
Did they
win? I've hit 3 in a row, folks.
Okay.
I am red hot, so that's why I want to bring another lock today. All I was right. wondering, do you have a shut the door? We're not going to get a take it to the bank because sports genius isn't here right now.
I do have a shut the door.
But I want you guys to know, I have won 3 in a row by Vegas terms, by anybody's terms. That is red hot. So this is a gambler in Vegas that's doing all the right things. He's spinning the wheel. He's saying number 13 that lands on 13. He's playing craps. He's saying 7. He's rolling a 7.
Yeah.
I am a red hot gambler right now. So I want you to go first, and then I want to lock it.
All right. Well, the door's wide open right now, and I'm going to give you a little pick here so you can shut it. All right.
The tell, door, tell me the sport.
The door needs to close, so I'm going to take it to the ice.
Okay.
We're going to do NHL hockey tonight, baby. Tonight, the Vancouver Canucks are going to Columbus to play the Blue Jackets. Honestly, I had no idea that Columbus had a hockey team. But tonight, I've seen the Vancouver Canucks. They are a great team. They put up a lot of points, a lot of goals on the Canucks side, and they're +1.5.
I have seen on SportsCenter, you said they put up a lot of goals.
Yeah.
They score a ton.
They score, and then you're going to give them 1.5? Guys, shut the door on the Vancouver Canucks tonight. Go to your site, whatever, pick the Canucks, and shut the door.
Do they have to win by 2 goals?
They can lose by 1.
Okay, so they get 1.5.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so +1.5.
That's just an automatic shut the door. I don't even know why. It might be a hiccup in the website to give them a point.
Whenever you see a mistake in the website.
There's no mistake. I always say that. There's never a mistake.
Okay, here's mine. You ready for this? I've won 3 in a row. I am red hot. Tonight, I'm going to the NBA. I was NBA last night. I'm going to ride that puppy all the way to the end. You've got the Portland Trailblazers and the Houston Rockets down in Houston. The over-under is sitting at 220.
Mm.
What would you think of a 220? Are you loving an over or are you loving an under?
I'm going to go over 220.
I
220 is that number that's just a little low for the
I
NBA.
Love 220. These teams are absolute rocket ships in Houston, no pun intended. They are going
to rockets. Yeah.
They are going to light it up. If you want to see a trail blazed and a rocket ship launch, you watch that game. They are going to put up some points. That is an easy over 220. Go ahead and lock it.
They better start hitting those threes early.
Harden better be freaking shooting his threes right now, warming them up.
That's why I like live betting, because then you watch that first quarter, you get an idea of how they're playing, the rhythm of the team. But never, if you're going to bet live bet the first half. Teams, after that halftime, they come back like a different animal.
You think another team comes out in their jerseys? You're like, who was this
team? They start playing completely different that second half. So if you're going to live bet, live the first half. leaving live the quarters.
What Eddie's saying, in Vegas, there are kiosks where you can live bet, but typically live betting is just online. So you've got to have an account.
And make sure your internet's good, because if you're delayed a little bit, they'll get you.
And the live betting is you'll be watching an NBA game, and then maybe the ball goes out of bounds. Boom, a live bet pops up. Here's the over-under. Here's right. the plus-minus. So they'll do that throughout the game. They shut it down towards the very end, like a minute left. They'll shut down the over-under. Yeah. Then they tend to shut down the who wins the game. But live betting is fun, but you usually have to do it online.
All right, Lunchbox, do you want any? Do you want to do a lock?
You're not here.
No lock today. I'm not feeling it.
Dude, he hasn't done a lock in like a month.
I mean, I hate how he gets away with just saying like, yeah, the Preds are going to win tonight. I'm not locking it, though.
Because then he can be right.
He can be right, or he can be wrong, and then it never comes back and messes with his record.
But you kind of did the same thing with the Mars landing.
No, I didn't. That's an actual shut the door.
I know, but that gives you 7 years of this thing that's never a right or wrong.
It's not going to happen.
But you put a lock out there, and you're not going to be right or wrong for 7 years.
Look, either way, it was a lock. I said that a human foot will not step on Mars by 2025.
But there is an automated foot on there right now. A rover's there.
A human foot.
And Elon Musk says he's going soon.
Not in the next, whatever, seven years.
Musk will be there.
I'm telling you. That was my shut the door, a week ago?
Yeah, but it was you.
My problem is the whole, the Canucks are going to win. I'm not locking it, though.
I hear you.
Just stop with that.
But I'm beautiful, absolutely beautiful for our bettors.
You are beautiful.
But they love me because I give them daily locks. There's an actual show on TV called Lock It Up. It's amazing. It's our show on TV.
I'm telling you, I got a suggested app or something that said that it's 90% accurate on gambling.
Dude, not that. But this Lock It Up TV show on Fox, it is so good, and they lock up games left and right. They're doing locks, and we can't give one a day. Yeah. That is my service to our listeners. I give you a lock.
Thanks, Coach.
And
I appreciate that.
My percentage, it was dipping into the 40s. I'm back closer to 50. I'm going to get us to 60. My gamblers out there, forget about money being tight for the holidays.
No, this is the time to spend. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Open that wallet up and be generous.
You know when people say it's the holidays, it's time to gift shop and
yes,
do this?
It's Dude, time for you to donate the money to the gambling side.
It's time to take your money out of the bank, yes, but not for presents, for gambling. And then if you win, what I'm telling you, if you win, Johnny gets that souped up toy.
That's right, that's
if
right.
If you lose, you give him some old toy you had when you were a kid, and you say, you enjoy that, boy.
That's
it's
right.
a hand-me-down.
Yeah.
Honey, didn't you have that in the attic? You didn't even shop for little Johnny?
No, times are tough. I didn't hit that parlay like I thought I would. Sorry, babe. All right, guys, that's it. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Lunchbox, if you're listening, I hope you get better. I already got a 104, fever or something?
He'll be back.
Poor guy. I hope he feels better. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter, Sore Loser Show. And that's it, Ray. You want to buzzer us out?